I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So here's what we want you to do. Tell us the most awkward thing that's ever happened to you.
Awkward.
There was a girl. She's 20 years old. She was in Clearwater, Florida. And she had to go into a doctor's appointment to get x-rays of her spine.
Oh.
And her mom came into the room to view the x-rays with her doc, and they put the x-rays up in the little machine thing, and clearly on the x-ray, all metal. I thought they made you take it off. In an MRI they do.
MRI, right.
Because it'll rip it out.
Yeah, yes.
She had her upper mommy parts pierced.
Yeah.
And you can see it in the x-ray. So there's your mom finding out at the doctor's office.
Yeah, she had no clue.
That your daughter's mommy parts are pierced.
Mom goes up to the x-ray machine. Is that really? Are you?
Why are they symmetrical on both sides?
Oops.
The daughter's like, awkward.
I've had them for like 15 years,
it's
Mom.
It's all good, Mom. Wait, that would mean she was five.
Oh, wait, yeah. That's
right. Awesome.
3 years,
I've had it for long enough that I was, yeah. So that got us inspired for your most
awkward
thing ever. Somebody wrote in that said they're dentist. I've almost been here. You know, when you're at the dentist, you start to get a rhythm where they're like, they got to do the suction thing. We're like,
oh yeah. You get to rhythm with each other.
Yeah. You get
the
like,
hygienist
like
or...
somebody's like, they're scraping and they're like close and then close. So that you get all the spit out, and then they don't, by the like third time, they don't have to do it.
Yeah.
You can feel them pausing. You go,
yeah.
And you close down on it. This person thought they were in the rhythm. The dentist said, you know, like, let's do the suction thing. So she did the close thing, but the dentist's finger was still inside her mouth.
Oh, hi.
So she's just like,
oh, and sucking on his
yes
finger.
Awkward.
He's like,
Can I get an assistant in here?
That would be awkward.
What's the most awkward thing that's ever happened to you, other than this conversation?
The one that I remember that happens to you.
What?
It's my favorite of all time.
What?
We were at a club. We were out at a patio, and we have just packed with people. And
I'm scared of you right now. What are you doing? What happened? Oh.
These ladies came up to you and said, hey, can we take our picture? Or we want our...
Hey, can we get a picture?
That's what it was.
Hey, can we get a picture? And I'm like, hells to the yeah. Grab a girl on each arm, pull them in. Who's actually taking the picture of the three of us? You know, you two with me, the ginormous celebrity that I am. I'm taking a picture.
Oh, you wanted me to take a picture. You just assumed.
You wanted Coors Field in the background of the picture, and you didn't have long enough arms, so I'm the picture taker.
Right.
Oh.
But granted, though, we get asked to be in pictures all the time.
Yeah.
And this time.
No, it's just a moment where
right,
I'm like.
They're handing
yeah,
you.
Yeah, of course, ladies, come on in. Two little hotties like you. And they're both like, you can feel their body language. Their body's like shrinking up, and you're like.
Oh,
why
wait.
Are you guys all weird about it? I mean, you asked me to take the picture.
Oh, you want me to be the photographer?
Choose a verb better. Can we get a picture? It's like, yeah.
Sorry, dude, I know it's your pain, but it was just
here's what's weird, dude.
Super awkward.
I had blocked that out.
Oh, you were to the point where
I was. I kind of moved past it.
And now I just ripped
and
it
now
off.
I'm like, oh, man, that is awkward. Because then it's just, it's not even, because then it just seems like I'm so effing
right.
Egocentric.
When they walked just, away, who the
like,
heck was
who was that guy? I'm like, Chris Daughtry's brother!
No. Sorry, dude, I didn't mean to open
no,
up.
It's
just awkward.
Can we talk about something else?
No, that was
because that, I mean, I just think about, oh.
Yeah.
They just, oh, God. They just wanted me to hit.
I know. They were just
That's all they wanted. Because I told you that's not the only time that's happened. It happened to me again. It happened to me like at a Nuggets game.
What?
Because we were in the suite and like there was we had other listeners there and I did the exact same thing. I walked out. I was like, "Ooh, can we get a picture?" I'm like, "Yeah." Oh, jeez. See, I had blocked all of them out and now they're all back.
My bad.
You know how much money that was in therapy repress all that? Somebody else said their awkward moment was they went to a drive-thru and they were trying to do their order and they kept hearing a voice going, "Ma'am, pull forward, ma'am, pull forward." And they were finally like, "What?" I was like, "Ma'am, pull forward. You're talking to a trash can."
Oh,
because they had that initial clean your car out trash can.
Right.
And she just assumed that's it. Yeah, so supersize it. Why are you not?
Ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever done this awkward moment?
What? Now,
this has also happened to me more than once. With the advent of Uber.
Oh, right. That did happen.
You did it after opening
day. That's right. I get it wrong.
It's like, "I think I got some sort of black vehicle coming. Here's one." You get in. "Yeah, no, go ahead. Just take me out there to Beacon Point." They're like, "Will you hurt me if I don't?"
I know. They were like, "Oh,
no.
Why would I? You're my Uber driver. Why would I hurt you?"
"I'm not even an Uber driver."
"Oh, what?
I'm not even from this town. Please, God, get out of my car."
Exactly.
I jumped in. Like, it was, truthfully, it was when, before we had Uber X and stuff, it was like an SUV, a black SUV. And it was just like pulled up out in front of here. And I jumped in and was like, "All right, let's do this." He's like, "I'm waiting for my wife."
"What?
Oh, your wife's coming?"
"Oh, this is the Uber X." "Oh, the carpool one." "Okay.
That hasn't even been invented yet."
"You're just inventing it right now."
"This is a great idea."
He's like, "You better get out or I'm gonna
my wife is coming."
Right.
So whatever it is, if you've had one of those moments that is just awkward.
Awkward.
There's one more I have to get to. This woman was being interviewed for a nanny position. And the person interviewing said, "Are you okay with light housekeeping?" And she was like, "Ugh, honestly."
"Well, no, she didn't.
I've never."
She didn't think that.
"I've never cleaned a lighthouse."
She did.
"I will try." You just wipe the light off, or what's
when it spins around every time?
What is the protocol for housekeeping in a lighthouse?
I gotta live on an island then. Okay, with a lighthouse.
All right. So if you've had one of those super awkward moments, we'd love to hear your story. Mark?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Awkward.
Awkward. I'm in law enforcement, and I got a call one night of a possible domestic disturbance. When I show up at the condominium complex, the guy came down, and I said, "Well, I need to see the other party." So the female came down, and they've been having kind of wild whips and chains style of relations.
Uh-huh.
And they went and I got their IDs and I recognized the female as a wife of another officer.
Oh,
and was actually
no!
To the same call. He hadn't arrived on scene yet. And I actually had to get another officer to call him off.
Because if he showed up there, he would have gotten a little bit crazy.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, without a doubt. Needless to say, their relationship didn't last. But
it was his wife.
His wife, yeah.
And he didn't notice that she was into freaky
right?
things. Like she didn't have whip marks on her when they were.
Evidently not. No.
Weird.
Wow.
If she could have crawled under the carpet, I think she probably would have.
Because she recognized you as well.
Oh, yeah. When I asked for her ID, she didn't want to acknowledge that she knew me because of the other guy. But,
oh, that is awkward.
I was kind of put in a tough position because he got called off, and later on he's like, "Well, what happened with that domestic?"
Nothing.
It wasn't your wife having whips and chains kind of relations, I'll tell you that for sure. Thank you, Mark. Candy.
Hi.
Awkward.
When I was 12, I went to a new middle school, and about a week before we started, I started volleyball camp, so I didn't know anybody, and right before it started, my monthly visitor came for the first time ever.
Uh-oh.
So I just shoved a bunch of toilet paper in my shorts and went on with my day, and I didn't realize while we were running suicide that it fell out of my shorts, and my male coach found it, didn't know what it was, picked it up, and then proceeded to ask everybody if someone had a nosebleed or if everyone was okay.
Oh, and I was just sitting in the stand. And he's just holding a pile of crumpled.
Is this anybody's?
Who cares whose it is, coach?
Was he waving
just
around?
Throw it away, bro. Nobody wants their bloody things brought back to them.
Wow. So did you get it back?
No one knew it was me. No, I didn't. No one knew who it was, but people talked about it that whole week, just how disgusting it was. And oh my gosh, who would do that? And I was just mortified.
Oh, that's running suicides. It's eventually all going to fall out. This is start and stop. Okay. Thank you, Candy. Allison.
Yeah.
Yay.
Awkward.
Okay. I was just starting with a new company. It was a really fancy Fortune 500 company, and we were out to a really fancy dinner with everybody. They took me out, and we were talking about foie gras, which I'm not sure if you know is duck liver.
Yeah. I thought it was goose.
But it got really quiet when we were talking about it, and I said, oh, I know what that is, but I switched the letters, the I and the U, so I ended up calling it daddy part lover. I can't say it on the radio. I'm not sure if you're catching what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah. So the HR person was there. Everybody was there.
Oh.
And they all called me blank lover for like the year and a half that I was there.
Even HR called you that?
Oh, yeah.
That's a fun company to work for.
You know, right?
They should know better, but that is...
Can we call you that, Dante?
Yeah.
Please don't.
Next time you call the show, just tell them that's your name, okay?
Oh, no.
Thank you for the call, Allison.
Dang.
Sally?
Yes.
Awkward.
So when I was in college, I was on a beach trip with my boyfriend and his family celebrating his 21st birthday.
Yay.
And I had just given him a really expensive birthday gift. And then he broke up with me and we had a 4-hour car ride back to school. And his mom was crying the entire time in the front seat. And we had to stop on the way just back to college for him to pick up his suit that he had bought for my sorority formal. That was the next day.
What
a D-bag.
Right.
How awkward.
He couldn't wait.
The timing was just terrible. And his mom was like sobbing in the front seat.
She's sobbing because she liked you or what?
Yeah, she liked me and she was upset that he broke up with me. The timing was just so bad.
Ugh. Four hours with these people.
Awkward. Yeah, thank you for the call, Sally.
Yeah.
Casey.
Yay.
Awkward.
So last Christmas, this super uncomfortable Santa Claus came in. He was wearing like a tight red jumpsuit and like bright red boots. And he was acting all weird and he made me uncomfortable. And I went to go tell a couple of my friends how uncomfortable that Santa Claus made me that came in. And one of them later approached me and told me that was her husband that came in specifically to see me because he knew how much I loved Santa Claus and Christmas.
Oh, whoa, this whole dynamic going on. Okay. Oh. That guy's a creeper. He's weird. Actually, he's my husband, and he came in just for you. What?
Oh, you quit, right? You got to quit. You can never go back.
I'm still working there, and she totally understood, and we laugh about it, but I still, every time I think about it, I want to throw up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, I go in witness protection right there. I can't face people
that
after I said something
awkward.
That awkward. Thank you for the call. Christine.
Yay.
Awkward.
Fell off the exam table at the gynecologist and broke my ankle.
Heck yeah, you did. He didn't warm it up. I meant.
Where was he at? Wait, nope. You've
okay.
already said.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, you were in stirrups then?
Not yet, but I was in the gown, and they're like, "Okay, lay back." And the gown had gotten like bunched up under me, so I went to try and pull it and fix it, and I kind of flipped off the table.
So you're
and I played. You know, I'm like, "No, I'm okay, I'm fine." And I worked my way back up onto the table, and I got. First, got to watch my ankle turn into a
soccer. Okay. Yeah, that'd be more awkward for the doctor than it was for you.
Slacker and Steve.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.